Today's episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Klass as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hear from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The Kakadu plum is an Australian native superfood containing 100 times more vitamin C than oranges. So why have you never heard of it? PR. No one's drinking a Kakadu smoothie? I'm J.B. Smoove, and that was a full episode of my new podcast, Straightforward, inspired by guaranteed straightforward pricing from AT&T Fiber. Get what you want without the complicated. AT&T Fiber, live like a gigillionaire. Available wherever you get your podcast. Limited availability in select areas. Visit AT&T.com/hypergig for details.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Welcome to Stuff to Blow Your Mind from HowStuffWorks.com.
Hey, welcome to Stuff to Blow Your Mind. My name is Robert Lamb.
And my name is Julie Douglas.
Julie, how'd your weekend go?
It was great. It was great. I handled lots of pretend dinosaur poop.
Oh, where did you do this?
This was at the Fernbank Museum here in Atlanta, and they have an exhibit called The Scoop on Poop.
Awesome.
And they had this special little thing for kids. I mean, I think it was for kids. I was totally hanging out doing it. But
shoving kids out of the way.
Yeah, I was like, hey, that's my Play-Doh fake poop. But they did this. It was really great. My daughter loved it, too. They rolled up just a bunch of different, like, plants, materials, or bones, or both into different pieces of Play-Doh. And then you'd have to discover, you know, was it a carnivore? Was this dinosaur an omnivore or an herbivore? And kids love this, right?
Yeah.
You know, they're all crowding these tables because even if you just call it pretend poop and it's squishy, they will pick it up and have at it.
Kids love poop. It's a known fact. And you can learn a lot from an animal's feces. It's a pretty established fact. You can learn about an animal's diet. You can learn about what kind of parasites it might have had, if it had, you know, worms and stuff. I mean, if you have a child, if you have a pet, you've probably encountered a little of this, where you get to get an intimate glance into what's going on inside your animal or inside your child based on what's coming out of said organism.
Who is sometimes an animal.
Yeah.
Yes, it's true. You will know if corn was for dinner.
Yeah.
The night before.
You're like, whoa, if you change your pet cat's food and then you go to scoop the litter box, you can sometimes tell, whoa, there was a shift in diet here. Because the nature of the clumps has changed.
Yep, and that's what we're going to talk about today, the nature of the clumps and the merits of scatology here.
Yeah.
And something called coprolites, actually.
Coprolites, yeah, which are basically stones that were once poops.
Yep, it's a scientific name for fossilized excrement and feces or droppings, however you want to call it. And we're going big here. We're talking about humans. We're talking about animals, woolly mammoths. We're not just talking about owl pellets.
Yeah. So first I'm just going to talk just a little bit about fossilization, just a little grounding here. Fossilization takes place in various ways. There's freezing, there's compression, there's entrapment in amber, you know, like little bugs that are trapped in amber. And then there is permineralization, which is the big one. This is the one that factors into any kind of like dinosaur fossils that you see at a museum.
Yeah.
It's easy to fall into the trap of thinking of fossils as merely a bone thing, you know?
Or
in some cases, tissue. Because certainly bones will fossilize, but so will soft tissues. Mm-hmm. So can hair, so can feathers. Mm-hmm. And indeed, so can poop.
Yes.
So what happens during fossilization, specifically during permineralization? What we see is a hardening of the minerals that have entered the small pores and cavities of a dead organism. And to a large extent, what takes place is kind of like a mold is created, and then it is the contents of that mold is then become stone.
Mm-hmm.
For this to happen, though, you need rapid burial of the animal. And there are a number of things that have to take place for something to fossilize. And that's why we have holes in the fossil record and why we don't depend solely on fossils for understanding what happened in the past. Because not everything fossilized. And the more some organisms we have loads of fossils off mm-hmm. because they, say, lived in the mud. And so when they died, they were quickly covered.
And then the anaerobic bacteria really helped.
Yeah.
Right, in that process.
Other situations, you know, if an animal dies and something eats it, no fossil. If an animal dies and it's just left to just slowly just be worn away by erosion, it's not going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Likewise, top-notch predators are harder to find fossils of in many cases because there are fewer of them. They're, as we've discussed before, they are the creature standing at the top of a pyramid of bones. And so the ecosystem can only support a fixed number of them.
Right.
You have to take all of these factors into place when contemplating our fossil legacy.
So trace fossils, like fecal matter, for instance, it's really important to make sure that when it happens, that the dew happens, so to speak, that it's in the right environment for preservation. So it makes the drop site really crucial for the creation of young fossils. So, for instance, you've got young fossils, which are usually just really dry bits of organic matter, and aerobic bacteria, of course, is bacteria that requires oxygen, mm-hmm. quickly breaks down wet organic matter. So you would want to find, for instance, your fecal matter in a cave that's really dry. This is very helpful.
Right, and that's just what happened in the most recent example of coprolites in the news. The journal Science reported the discovery in an Oregon cave of human DNA more than 14,000 years old, and the DNA was the DNA was extracted from coprolites.
That's right.
This was Paisley Caves.
Paisley Caves in Oregon, and this represents the oldest human remains found in the Western Hemisphere. This is pretty big deal here.
Yeah.
An analysis of the sample suggests that the cave dwellers were omnivores who ate lots of roots and seeds and nuts. And by the way, carnivores stand a better chance of having their fecal matter fossilized into stone because they consume bones in their diet. Mm-hmm. Which are already mineralized, so that's less work for the bacteria to do.
Yeah, they end up with a very high calcium phosphate content.
Yeah, so it's great that they were able to find, actually these bits of fecal matter, just as a historical record, but also giving us a bit different understanding of life there, and what we thought was going on with humans 14,000 years ago. We'll talk a little bit more about that.
But luckily they were pooping in a cave. Which really helped because the stuff dried out really quickly and was
right.
Just in the cave. So, I mean, we encountered a similar thing with giant sloths. In some of the cases, these giant sloths, they had these underground dens, and they would just poop absolutely everywhere. They have these massive quantities of fossilized giant sloth scat.
Which is kind of great.
Yeah.
Right? Especially if you're a scatologist. I mean, can you imagine coming across that?
Yeah, it's like a gold mine.
Yeah. Could it be? But, this isn't entirely uncommon, though, to find human coprolites. There are over 1,000 human coprolites that have been collected from Hines Cave in southwest Texas. And these turds, they think, were deposited by ancient people over the course of about 8,000 years.
And then there are a number of just really fascinating finds with animals and various fossilized animal scats that have turned up over the years. We've looked at some from Tyrannosaurus rex. 65 million years old, And so these were kind of big, too. I was looking at the stats on one of these.
Yeah.
70.6 by 6.4 by 5.2 inches. And it weighed over 15.5 pounds. So that's pretty, it's pretty lofty.
It's a lot of scat.
Yeah. And again, you can, you get into to looking at these, and you can, and in fact, with the T-Rex's fossilized dung, they were able to look in, and they noted worm tracks that indicated that the beasts were affected by worms and other intestinal parasites. Also discovered bones, so you get a better idea of what they were eating. Again, it's just, this is the end product of the creature's digestive processes, so it really lets you know how the animal's working.
Yeah, and they even coprolites can give you an idea of what sort of creatures were around at that time. I'm thinking about this this one poop that scientists found. It was near Chesapeake Bay, and they took the sample, mm-hmm. and they made a silicone rubber mold of it, and they found that the tooth marks indicate that the biter was most likely a relative to, you know, what we think of as a tiger shark today.
Oh.
And then they looked at it and they said, oh, it's really phosphate rich. It seems like the fecal matter came from a creature that fed on bony prey. And then they looked at the size of it and they said, okay, we think that this was possibly some sort of crocodilian creature dwelling there. And the fact that it has these bite marks indicate to us, and the way that the bite marks are positioned, indicate mm-hmm. that possibly this prehistoric tiger shark actually bit into the digestive system, or that part of the crocodile's digestive system, and pierced the fecal matter that way.
Wow. So, I mean, just from the fecal matter here, we're able to piece together this awesome battle between prehistoric
right.
tiger shark and prehistoric crocodile monster. So.
Right, because it's not uncommon actually to find that that animals will consume other animals' fecal matter.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that they've seen bite marks in other samples before, but the way that this is positioned, it was not just that this tiger shark took a little morsel and went, oh, I wonder if I should eat this. It was that it was actually inside the belly of the crocodile at the time that it
yeah.
was attacked.
Our listeners have dogs. They know how it goes.
This is true.
Now, interesting, I am reminded the Komodo dragon does not fall into that category, because I remember they'll eat just about anything.
Phil Bronson's toe
yeah.
as well.
Oh, yeah?
Sharon Stone's
husband, yeah,
or I don't know if they're still married, but that they went to go look at the behind-the-scenes thing at the zoo.
Oh, yeah. And they attacked. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I remember when I was writing about them that they, the young Komodo dragons, the adults will totally eat them. But they will coat themselves in fecal matter, and then they'll make themselves less desirable as a tasty morsel.
Snakes do that, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, so we have to talk about mammoth poos, of course. But before
yes.
we do, should we take a break
We
here?
Should take a break. And then we will come back and discuss the leavings of the woolly mammoth. Shout out to Astapro for sponsoring this episode and providing us with free samples.
Rob, as the local host with allergies here, they sent you some of their nasal spray to treat your allergies. What was your experience like?
Yeah, that's right. I always wrestle with the pollen a bit when it rolls in during the spring. So they sent me the little nasal spray. I tried out the product and yeah, it sure did help me get on top of my symptoms for the day. And it's so fast acting, it was already kicking in before I left the house.
Astapro is a first-of-its-kind nasal allergy spray. It's the fastest 24-hour over-the-counter allergy spray. It starts working in 30 minutes, while other allergy sprays take hours. Astapro is the first and only 24-hour steroid-free allergy spray. Astapro delivers full prescription-strength indoor and outdoor allergy relief from nasal congestion, runny and itchy nose, and sneezing.
Get fast-acting nasal allergy symptom relief with Astapro. Go to astaproallergy.com for a discount so you can get Astapro and go today. Astepro allergy.com. Astapro and go. Use this directed for relief of nasal congestion, runny nose, sneezing, and itchy nose due to allergies.
Today's episode is brought to you by eBay. eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential, and then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles in a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left, look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. Today's episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast from Ruby Studio in partnership with Intel. Explore the future of technology that's rapidly evolving our world today with the help of AI. There's still so much work and research needed to fully understand the power and potential of AI, and Intel is at the forefront of implementing AI in revolutionary technology that's changing the world we live in for the better. In each episode, Graham interviews the minds transforming medicine and healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more while pioneering new uses for AI in these spaces. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
All right, we're back. When we were talking to Neil deGrasse Tyson, you asked him about, you know, should we bring the woolly mammoth back?
Yes.
And it's interesting. There's a lot of cool research into the possibility of cloning a woolly mammoth, of, you know, finding a surrogate elephant to give birth to it and all this. But let's talk about resurrecting their poos.
Yeah. It turns out that these guys, on occasion, would consume other creatures' poos. And in fact, a woolly mammoth discovered in northern Yakutia, Russia, ate feces shortly before it died, that researchers discovered. And it was really well preserved, actually, for them to look at this. And they found traces of willows, daisies, sorrel, sedges, rushes, sweetgrass, cinquefoles, and other plants indicative of an open, grassy landscape.
That is just a lovely sounding bit of fecal matter. I mean, it's just...
It's very floral sounding, right? But they also found this fungus, Sporomyela, which is known to grow on deposited feces. So that's how they know there was a bit of feces in there. Mm. What I think is astounding about this is that you also get a hint of that diet. As you say, it sounded somewhat lovely. I mean, you've got sorrel and daisies and willows. But yes, you've got the fecal matter as well. And it's believed that they actually did this for a reason. Sometimes they wanted to populate their guts with appropriate digestive bacteria. It sort of made me think back to when we talked about fecal transplants. People who are suffering from C. diff, their healthy digestive bacteria is wiped out. And so they replace it with a fecal transplant from someone else, presumably a family member, someone they know. But this could be a similar thing that these woolly mammoths were doing.
Now, one of the articles we were looking at laid out this this interesting theory of kind of not quite an apocalypse caused by woolly mammoth dung, but kind of a complication of global warming meets woolly mammoth dung.
Oh, yeah. So, okay, normally it doesn't take long for dung to fossilize.
Right, we're talking like... What, within a couple hundred years?
Couple hundred years, which sounds like a long time, but the geological scale isn't a big deal, right? But it's a totally different story for the frozen tundra, where you have generations of woolly mammoths that roamed that area for thousands and thousands, or hundreds and thousands of years. Mm-hmm. And they deposited, of course, their mammoth dew. And so the idea here is that with global warming, that dormant microbes in the dung heaps could begin to wake up, so to speak.
Because they just pooped everywhere, and then it froze.
Yes. It's a carpet of poop, yeah. Basically.
So this is when stuff starts thawing out. So, too, we'll thaw out the mammoth dung, and then it's going to release methane.
Uh-huh.
It's going to potentially have microbes in it. I mean, it's
sort of a problem.
We're opening a Pandora's box made out of pachyderm.
Yeah, and that
droppings.
Again, this is what is really fascinating about this sort of scatological look into nature and what's happening here.
I know some of you are thinking, hey, poop is great and all, but what about vomit? Can we talk about vomit? Yes,
yeah,
yes, we can talk about vomit. There is such thing as a fossilized vomit, and it is called a regurgitalite.
Which sounds beautiful, right?
It does. Mineralized vomitus.
Yep. Peter Doyle of the University of Greenwich described a conglomeration of belemnite skeletons believed to have been coughed up by a marine reptile called, was it Ichthyosaurus?
Yeah, Ichthyosaurus.
Ichthyosaurus.
And the Ichthyosaurus is the scary looking, I like to think of it as a fright dolphin. It's that prehistoric
yeah.
dolphin that looks really kind of crazy and scary and nightmarish. That's the Ichthyosaurus. And the belemnites were an ancient type of squid that actually had an internal skeleton, which was really interesting. So that's what this thing was eating and occasionally vomiting up. Way back when, we talked about animals that would turn their, like some sharks will turn their stomach out.
Yeah.
Like an inside-out sock to empty
mm-hmm.
it. So,
sea cucumbers, too.
Right, yeah, yeah. So I'm wondering if it was a similar thing where it was, you know, it eats something it can't agree with, so it's just, whoa.
Yeah, just ejecting it.
Yeah.
Possibly. But yeah, it retched that up about 160 million years ago. And it turns out that this kind of stuff, these coprolites, this regurgitalite, mm-hmm. is hot stuff in the eBay market.
You were searching for this yesterday.
Yeah. I mean, this, and think about it too. It would make sense because some of these will coalesce into these beautiful patterns. Just sort of like, you know, petrified wood or anything that's been fossilized or been sort of baked by nature for a long time. And one piece of jewelry really struck my fancy.
Oh, the wristwatch?
Yeah,
yes.
A dinosaur dung watch from a maker called Artea. Okay, it's a Swiss-made timepiece.
Mm-hmm.
It's flawless. It's beautiful. I'm not kidding. It features a polished coprolite face sourced from an herbivorous dinosaur's dung, which was dropped 100 million years ago. And it has a bronze casing that's chosen to match, quote, the warm and matchless tints of dinosaur dung.
It's really hard to imagine, but if you go to the blog post that accompanies this this podcast, I'll include some links. And maybe I can find something to embed as well where
yeah.
you can get a quick glance at it. But these things, some of these things are really beautiful. I mean, they just look like beautiful stones with a lot of, like, cool earthy tones and even some, like, non-earthy, kind of bright, vibrant colors sort of marbled through it.
Today's episode is brought to you by eBay. eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then, through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. Today's episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Klass as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast from Ruby Studio in partnership with Intel. Explore the future of technology that's rapidly evolving our world today with the help of AI. There's still so much work and research needed to fully understand the power and potential of AI, and Intel is at the forefront of implementing AI in revolutionary technology that's changing the world we live in for the better. In each episode, Graham interviews the minds transforming medicine and healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more while pioneering new uses for AI in these spaces. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Today's episode is brought to you by Visible. If you haven't heard of Visible, now you have. They're the wireless carrier that's making wireless visible. It's in the name. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon, just $25 a month, every month, taxes and fees included. Having a one-line plan means you only need you to save. No estranged roommates, exes, cousins twice removed, or AI-powered humanoid robots needed. And because $25 a month really means $25 a month, you can call, text, stream, whatever, as much as you want without worrying about getting dinged at the end of the month.
No hidden fees, no surprises. No, really. It's like the old saying goes, you can't judge a book by its cover, but you can judge a company by its name. So spread the word. Tell all your friends there's a wireless company out there with transparency in their name, and they're called Visible. Start saving on wireless today at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan for data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Well, I love this. There was a BBC article about this. I believe it's called Telling the Time with a Wristful of Dinosaur Poo. And the maker of it is so excited by this. And he says, like, you're literally time traveling with this.
Well.
yeah, I know. With this watch.
Yeah.
He's trying to sell it. You know why he's trying to sell it? Because it's $12,000.
Well,
you got to come up with a good story.
But if you want to be the, I mean, wristwatches are cool again, right? No one actually needs them because you get
right.
your phone, but people like wearing them. And if you really want to set yourself apart, if you really want to be cool, this is the watch to get.
It is. Yeah. And I failed to mention that the strap is made from American cane toad skin.
Well, good, because you want something. Something similar.
Yeah,
right?
I
it's
don't
like
want
in Jurassic Park.
Leather.
They had to complete the DNA sequence, so they used frogs. They had to complete the wristwatch, so turn into your amphibians.
Yeah, it's kind of beautiful, right?
It is. It is. It's a beautiful watch.
So there you go, copper lights, dung watches.
Yeah, regurgital lights, all that good stuff. This is a fun one. Yeah, and certainly, I'm wondering if anybody out there has any of this jewelry. Because you can also get, like, earrings from copper lights. And it's pretty fancy stuff. I mean, if I saw it on Etsy or wherever, I wouldn't think for a second, oh, that kind of looks like you're hanging dinosaur turds from your ears. No, it looks fabulous. Especially when you polish them up and you shape them.
My question is whether or not...
you can polish a dinosaur
turd.
You can
polish a dinosaur turd. Nicely done. My question is if any of these have shown up on Regretsy yet. Because I would love to see that. At least the description of it.
Cool. Well, let's call over, speaking of technology made out of dung, let's call over our robot, Arnold. He doesn't have any feelings. He doesn't care what I call him. But he does have some mail here. Let's see. Here's one from Eric. Eric writes in and says, he's talking about horror. We receive a lot of comments on our Science of Horror episode. He said, I've never liked films like The Shining. However, my sister still loves them. When I was about 11 and we had Showtime and they were showing The Shining on TV, our parents were going out and explicitly told us not to watch the movie. So, of course, my sister, 9 at the time, had to see it. However, it was too scary for her, so she got up. So she got me up to protect her. To this day, that movie creeps me out. A few years ago, I was walking between two high hedges at night in the winter. It was very cold, and the hedges were covered in sparkling snow. It brought back memories of the movie so powerful, it took a great force of will to prevent myself from running. So I do enjoy psychological thrillers like Hard Candy, though. Thanks again for the podcast, Eric.
Hard Candy was a very intense movie. Have you seen
that? It was intense, yeah.
Yeah.
very, very well done, but it, yeah, an intense viewing experience. And The Shining, I agree. I mean, it's, you can make criticism certainly on the fact that Jack Nicholson barely plays a human being in that film, and a lot of the humanity of that character is lost in the transition from book to film, and that's something Stephen King, the original author, always griped about with that film. But
I can see that because that's very central to his writing and his characters.
Yeah, but the look of the film and Kubrick's treatment of the haunted house in that film it still stands up beautifully today. It's like 2001. It's the 2001 of haunted houses. So. Certainly, if you've never seen it, I recommend it. But be prepared for some shocks. Like, even if you think you're prepared, it's in the same category with 2001, in that if you've seen sci-fi movies today and you think you've seen it all, and then you go back and watch 2001, it'll show you something that you haven't seen before. Likewise, if you've seen a lot of modern horror films, I don't care how disturbing or whatever they happen to be, go back and watch The Shining, and it will give you something to creep you out.
Well, because Kubrick is a master of creating that environment that is so isolating.
Yeah.
Look at those films back to back. There's so many, at least in terms of how he sets the mood using sound and the void.
Yeah.
That it really does strike you at some sort of primal level.
Oh, and then we also heard another quick one related to horror and things that's frightening us. Carrie, with a K, wrote in and said, "Hey, guys, maybe you're too young to remember, but King, in my opinion, didn't start the clown phobia. The original Poltergeist had a scary clown. That's what started it out for me, my brother, and my husband. King's clown was scarier, but our fear's beginnings were from Poltergeist." Do you remember this?
I don't know if I'm getting my clown imagery mixed up, but I sort of remember the scene where the kid's in bed and the tree branches keep tapping against the window, mm-hmm. and that there's
a creepy clown doll.
A creepy clown that's sitting on a chair.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah. And it's this was a film that I saw way too young. Like, for some reason, we had a VHS copy of it. Like, I think my aunt had taped it off HBO way back in the day, back when they had that really awesome electronic intro and the crazy, flying into the HBO logo. And it might have been partially scrambled or black and white, I don't remember which. But that really screwed me up for a while. I didn't actually watch Poltergeist in its entirety until a couple of years ago. And, it's got so many crazy,
scary things.
Yeah,
it's frightening. And the second one is very disturbing as well to me.
Oh, that's the one that H.R. Giger designed one creature effect in that, I think, where the guy's vomit turns into a monster and crawls off.
Oh, I don't remember that part. Just the preacher character. Horrific to me.
So yeah, those are some films that for the most part still stand up today in terms of their creepy visuals. So there you have it. Well, hey, if you want to share something with us, be it related to older episodes like the horror or cutting edge episodes like dinosaur poop and dinosaur vomit, let us know. We'd love to hear what you have to say about it. What have you learned from examining the leavings of other creatures? Are you one of those people that can look at some droppings on the ground and tell me exactly what kind of animal it is and how far away they are and what they had for dinner? I'd love to hear some more about that. You can find us on Facebook, where we are Stuff to Blow Your Mind, and you can find us on Twitter, where our handle is Blow the Mind.
And if you want to talk scat, you can always send us an email to blowthemind@discovery.com.
For more on this and thousands of other topics, visit howstuffworks.com.
Today's episode is brought to you by Visible. The future of wireless is here, and it's transparent. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon, just $25 a month, every month, taxes and fees included. No hidden fees, no surprises, no, really.
What are you waiting for? Get with the times and switch to Visible at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
With the new Dexcom G7, you can achieve better diabetes results without painful finger sticks. It sends your glucose numbers to your compatible phone or watch, so you can always see where you are and where you're heading. See how food and exercise affects your glucose, making it easier to spend more time in range and lower your A1C. Take control of your diabetes with the number one recommended CGM brand. It's easy to get started today at Dexcom.com. That's Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.